Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Tuesday, November 12th, and you're listening to the Big Call. I hope everybody had a wonderful Veterans Day yesterday. It was a bank holiday, a federal holiday. And but as Bob usually says, our week starts at 9 o'clock Eastern time on Tuesday night, which is tonight. So let's do this. I want to welcome everybody that is listening. Thank you for tuning in yet again. And let's, before we go to Sue's teaching tonight, let's go ahead and pray the call in. Lord God, we just thank you so much that we can be thankful for many things. Help us to remember to be thankful, to have an attitude where we are thankful and have gratitude for everything that we have. And yes, we've gone through some really difficult times, some of us more than others, with the hurricanes. But Lord God, I know your plan is for us to go through these things and be stronger as a result of them. And then when we come out the other side, we'll be ready to receive this blessing. We thank you for that. Thank you for everything that you're doing to provide for us. Now and in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a big special time for all of us on the Big Call, everybody in Big Call Universe, for Bob and I, for you, to hear this teaching that you've provided for us. So when you're ready, we're looking forward to it.
Well, I'm honored, especially after listening to Bob and for that beautiful prayer you just spoke, Bruce. Because I think this is a very elevating and grounding and nourishing teaching. And I'm going to dedicate it to everything that matters. Beautiful in its time. Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived. He wrote in the book of Ecclesiastes, "There is a time for everything, a time for joy and a time for sadness, a time to harvest and a time to plant, a time to be born and a time to die." He was saying that life is going to happen to us all. There are going to be different seasons, ups and downs, victories and losses, good friends and betrayals, promotions, setbacks, Sioux Edition, and even hurricanes. If he stopped there, we'd think, tell me something new. We know all that, and it's kind of depressing. After listing all the things that can happen, the disappointments, the losses, the bad breaks, Solomon says, "I've thought about this and come to the conclusion that God makes all things beautiful in its time." He was saying, you're going to go through things that are unfair. People will do you wrong. You'll have a setback in your health. A child will get off course. It's easy to live discouraged and think it's never going to work out. But if you just stay in faith and keep moving forward, in time, God will make all things beautiful. Just stick with that for a second. Just think about that. It may not be beautiful right now. Nothing's beautiful about going through a loss, dealing with an illness, having a family who won't speak to you, or even being separated from the one you love. Just give it some time. You don't have to live worried and not be able to sleep at night. God is working behind the scenes. God's going to resolve things that look as though they could never be resolved. What you thought was going to limit you for the rest of your life, the bad break, the disappointment, the mistakes you made, is not how your story ends. Beauty is coming. Restoration is coming. Healing is coming. it's turning out better than you've even imagined. God will make all things beautiful again. Not just the good breaks, not just the promotions, not just the divine connections or the reunion with your ultimate love. God will make the disappointments, the losses, and the mistakes beautiful as well. That's how awesome our God is. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't live sour because of what didn't work out, bitter over the person who walked away, or upset over the contract that should have been yours. Let it go. God saw what happened. He has beauty for the ashes. He has joy for the mourning. He says that he will pay you back double for the wrongs. Let's asterisk that and say, you know that's true. You know about med beds. He just needs some time. While you're waiting, stay in faith. That's when it's easy to get discouraged and say, why is this happening? When is this happening? When is it ever going to turn around? This is not fair. Pass the test. Keep doing the right thing. Keep going to work with a good attitude. Keep praising when you could be complaining. Keep speaking victory in the face of defeat. God and you can still own the throne. God has you in the palm of God's hands. At the right time, you're going to see God show out in your life in such a way that you won't think about what you lost. You'll be so blessed that you won't think about who did you wrong. You'll be so fulfilled that you won't dwell on the negative things in your past. And you'll feel so complete knowing that that's the end of this teaching on the Big Call.
Thank you, Sue. That was a really good reminder for us to stay positive, to keep moving forward, to let everything that is past go behind us, and not keep staring back into our rearview mirror to see everything that happened, but to have the faith to move forward one step at a time. And I love that the verses in Ecclesiastes, it reminds me, of course, of the song that the group called The Birds wrote using those verses. And it was a beautiful song, one of my favorite that they ever did. And I think it's such an encouraging teaching, Sue, to know everything that everybody is going through, whether it's physical, medical things, whether it's financial, whether it's things like what Bob was talking for before we turned on the recording about the cleanup in Florida and how, you know, how it's going, but it's kind of slow going and it still looks like, you know, it needs a lot more work, probably a lot more. And I'll tell you one thing, if Florida, in South Florida, and that area gets back by mid to late spring, I think it'll be wonderful. Really, it'll be great. You know, and one day when new trees are planted, new buildings are erected, you know, new cars are purchased, all of that, sure, it's a memory, and hopefully it's a distant memory, everything that happened, everything that occurred, but now we can move forward and just literally have faith in God's future for us. And I believe that that teaching reminds us to go forward, to look into our future, to just not get stopped out and get weary and well-doing, but to push on and keep moving forward, till we go ahead and run across that finish line. And it's exactly what we're doing and what we will do on the big call. We'll take everybody to the finish line with us as one big Rebuild America, one big, you know, big call universe. That's what we're called to do, I believe. So I enjoyed the teaching, Sue. Thank you for that. Thank you for bringing these to us every Tuesday and Thursday night. We really appreciate it. Bob, let's see what you would say to these things tonight that Sue brought out.
Well, Sue, thank you very much. This was really, really great way to start the week here on Tuesday evening. And it's really great to think about God in the way that you explained it. Like, God is always there. And because, you know, of his magnificent creation of planet Earth, by nature, things will go up and down because it's a vibrant planet that spawns storms, that has volcanoes, that has earthquakes and floods. And as a result, it can create these waves of despair, and then people can rise back up again. And also within it, it's this concept, Sue, that you were saying, where things are beautiful in their own time. And I think that I had a kind of a wake-up call this morning. I was in the elevator, and I had a lot of things on my mind. And it was, you know, it was a really, really beautiful day. And there was a man on the elevator, and he said to me, "Wow, it's a really beautiful day today." And it kind of, like, shocked me out of my thoughts. And I looked at him and said, "You know, I haven't been able to enjoy the day yet today." He goes, "Well, I'm enjoying it as much as I can because I've been here a week and a half, and tomorrow I have to leave to go home to Connecticut. And I know the weather is not quite as nice as beautiful, sunny 80 degrees every day when it's the middle of November, as much as I love Connecticut." And I was actually just thinking about Connecticut and how beautiful it was, like, the day before that. But it said to me, you know, maybe it's the person who's come on vacation to enjoy the weather that is the one who's having the best time, because it's the same time of year for both of us, but he's the one enjoying it. So I started thinking, you know, well, you know, what time is it for me right now, or what time could it be for all of us if we were to be like that man in the elevator? What if we, through our own power of mind, could actually dictate what our time of joy is? Maybe it's right now, but we're just not quite seeing it. Maybe we could actually create it with sitting quietly and envisioning, if it was our time right now, what would it look like? What would it be like? What would we be doing? And maybe we could actually sit and feel it as if it really was our time right now, and perhaps open your eyes and begin to live it out. And then, like the man in the elevator, to share it with others, to uplift others. And I also really liked the part, Sue, about how God will make all things beautiful, because it turns out today everything was beautiful to a person who was just looking out across the Boca Ciega Bay, would be looking in awe at the beauty. And on the other hand, someone could sit there with worries and not even notice all of that beauty. And, you know, I think that the blessings that God has for us are so immense that literally that immenseness is within us. And we have that immense power ourselves. And I started thinking this, and Bruce, this might sound a little funny, but I was imagining that I was holding out my left hand and I was seeing myself being held in that hand, and I was about 3 or 4 inches tall, just standing there on my hand. I said, well, what would I do to bless myself? And I took my other hand and I said, that other hand, that right hand, that's the hand of God, and the light of creation is pouring out from it. And what would happen if I took my hand, my right hand, and put it and hovered over that 4-inch figure of myself and watched myself being lit up with sparkling white light, the light of creation from God.
So cool.
And I was like, you know, if I could do that and then just say, wow, that actually could be me, because here I am sitting here imagining myself 4 inches tall, but really I'm 6 feet tall, much, much bigger. And what is that? What is that giant? Well, that's God. That's the kingdom of heaven that is that big, that has that much power over my own life and can create this whole feeling of God's light and blessings and beauty during this very moment, and I can gift it to myself, right? And it's a gift that God has created us as a gift to himself, and he creates himself in our image to love himself. He creates himself to love himself.
Wow. I'm doing cartwheels right now.
You're doing backflips right now, Sue. If I know you're doing backflips.
It's just so amazing, Bob.
That was very, very beautiful, Bob. You took that teaching and expanded it and made it really something experiential for all of us. And, I think that whole meeting with the gentleman in the elevator and how you kind of got out of your own mind and out of that and took his perspective, and then you brought a whole new perspective to the situation. And I love the fact that the teaching, Sue, had said that God would restore everything. He would make everything beautiful again. And everything is beautiful in its own time.
That's right. It's just an amazing, amazing thing. Well, thank you, Bob, for bringing that up to us like that. That was wonderful. Sue, you were pretty wowed by what Bob was saying. I love this teaching, and as I said, I think it's a really good reminder for us to keep looking forward, to keep moving forward. How did you see it, Sue?
Well, it was a very amazing thing to come on the call and be talking about the hurricane and to be hearing the what is reality that people were absorbing and living through, and then to realize that the teaching was about making everything beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what you said, Bruce, is like faith in God's, you know, God's working things out and God's making everything beautiful. And when you think about, I'm going to focus on how we were, like Bob was meeting with that person in the elevator, and he was having a very individual experience of, okay, it's a beautiful day. They were noticing the beauty around them. They weren't talking about the hurricane. They weren't talking about the devastation. they were receiving and being immersed in the present moment of beauty. And I'm going to get to Bob's incredible imagery exercise. The other thing we have to realize, and I think it was with you, Bruce, there are technologies that are going to come out. And we're talking about, you know, like people getting back to Florida and getting it all right and the cars coming back. To me, that's kind of like the way my mind works. It's like, okay, well, that's okay, but how do we prevent this from happening?
Mm-hmm.
And there are technologies that we've heard, Bruce and I have heard about, that are going to be able to weather correct, disaster correct. I mean, really big ways that we're going to get to prevent tsunamis, tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes. One of my projects, and Kendall's working on it with me, is, and they have it at MIT, earthquake prevention technology. So that piece of making something so beautiful, now watch this, because this is for humanitarians. That's the beauty of somebody like Bob saying, in the palm of your left hand is a version of you that can notice when groups of people are coming together, like MIT scientists, because you believe in possibility so much that you can say it on the big call to 18 million people, are going to come together and they're going to solve the biggest problems that have devastated humanity. That is an aggregate of God's beauty. That is what we're all living to get to the finish line for, to create nature sanctuaries and ranches and make things beautiful and pristine. But you have to believe. And what I love that Bob did, oh, Bob, amazing. You took the separation out. You took God's power, God's love, and you infused that awareness of yourselves, your DNA, your little mini-me, being infused with that energy. And I encourage everybody to practice that image like their life depended on it. I know I am. Because we all go through these things with this where, you know, it's the RV, it's the wanting to be connected, it's the whatever it is, where you can get into survival. That's the big story here. We're moving out of survival into owning our power to create something as beautiful as we can possibly, operative word, as we can possibly imagine. So when you're looking at something that's devastated, go, or something that isn't where you want, imagine you were putting yourself in your hand and you were infusing yourself with all the power to know that you could create the best. You could be strong enough to wait for that connection. You could be powerful enough to know there's nothing outside of you that has more power than you're choosing to be filled with God's light. And so I think we all should be grateful for being together, to practice together, and to make everything beautiful, working with God as co-creators with God to make the time now. So that's my feeling about it.
No, it's beautiful, Sue. Thank you for that. It was great. Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. It's so important for us to be able to use our imagination and see our future, see ourselves in a new future, and just get there, you know, one step at a time, like we're doing right now. That's beautiful, Sue. I think you guys really hit it out of the park tonight. That was really cool. I love it, both of you. Okay, Sue, thank you for that teaching. Bob, your comments, wonderful. Sue, your comments, I love the way you summed that up. So what do you think, Sue? Is it time to get into our praise reports and see if anybody sent anything in?
Yeah, our praise reports and...
if Miss Genia has sent anything, or if Pastor Scott.
Genia has, and so has Pastor Scott. So
right,
I'm going to see if there's one word that is in here that I'm not so sure about.
Mm.
So this is praise and prayer. Tonight's word from Pastor Scott. Tonight's word is for Big Call Universe. In Scripture it says, I'm going to just read it what it says here. I'm Jen, G-E-N, whatever that means. God says he will bless those who bless you. Y'all are all blessed for sticking out this journey. Praises to everyone for blessing someone else. God cannot lie. You are people of blessing. The world will soon experience a new paradigm shift in everything. It's quantum time very soon. It's quantum time right now. Hang in there, Big Call Universe. Love you all. Continue to be blessed. Pastor Scott.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to take a sip.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you, Pastor Scott. That's really good. I like that. Mm. It is quantum time right now. We're in it. We're in it. We've always been in it.
Yeah, we're just awakening.
We've always been. Yeah, we're awakening to it. That's right. Well,
okay.
That was good, Sue. All right.
So now there's from Ms. Jeannie.
Mm.
Thank you so much, Jeannie, for your dedication to both you and Pastor Scott.
Yes.
There's 16 days until Thanksgiving Day. And then I just realized that I want to say a little prayer for someone, too. There are 46 until Christmas. There are 50 days until New Year's Day. Hmm. Wonder what's going to happen in those times. Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. Tuesday, 11/12/24, Chicken Soup for the Soul Day celebrates the victories of people who suffered from loss or pain. World Kindness Day, Wednesday, 11/13/24, smile at strangers on the bus or compliment your coworker. The day is yours to make delightful. Power of Prayer. John 14:13-14 says, do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son/daughter. You may ask me anything in my name, and I will do it. We all have a direct line to heaven. Jesus invites us to bring our fears, hopes, and dreams to him. Heavenly Father, thank you for all the blessings of love and blessings of kindness, blessings of joy and blessings of laughter, blessings of peace and blessings of good things to come. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving us unconditionally, for all the leaders and listeners on the Big Call, for Pastor Scott and Bruce's friend Tom getting healthier and praying for Bruce's eyesight, and MedBed. For answering
prayers to elect President Trump. Please keep him and his team and family safe, for the beautiful weather, for being there for us 24/7, for having the freedom to pray anytime, getting us closer to this RV, keeping us together on this big call with prayers, updates, and great information for the med beds available soon, and in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. May everyone be blessed through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Have a safe and blessed week, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. So good, so true, and we are looking forward to our holidays coming up. Don't forget Hanukkah for our Jewish brethren. And, yeah, that's going to really be good. I can't believe. I know that Thanksgiving's just 2 weeks and 2 days away. I know that. But Christmas, what'd you say, 46 days to Christmas and 50 days to the New Year, New Year's Eve? Wow. Yeah, a lot is going to happen, I think, in this period of time, you know?
Yeah, then really? I wonder about 90 or 120
days.
120 days?
Yeah. I know.
Wow.
It's really going to be.
I know.
Time is going to fly by, too. It's kind of flown by a little bit for us, but I think it's really going to pick up after this goes. We're just going to see a lot of things come to pass quickly. Thank you very much, Jeannie, for that, and Pastor Scott. Sue, you said you had a prayer request or someone you wanted to pray for.
Yes. Of J and K, Mr. K had a little dental surgery, so I would just like to ask everybody to surround Mr. K in love and blessing and healing from the big call.
Yes.
Nobody likes to go have dental surgery, and I just wanted to honor them in that way.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, oh boy, can't wait. Right?
Yum, fun. Yeah, really. Fun. Yeah, well, hopefully that went well today, and he's going to be healed and recovered, and his chompers will be good to go from this point forward. In Jesus' name. It's good. Okay, Sue. Let's see. It's your time again, Sue. This is a great time. And we can listen to see what it is you'd like to bring to us tonight. Anything new or anything that we want to look at again. This is a great time to talk about it, Sue.
Well, I want to talk about something that I'm not sure many people on the big call are even aware of and is very significant for this upcoming time of elevating people, understanding, especially in these next, I would say next couple of years, the transitions people will be going through, and what is going to cause some of the reactions, some of the responses, which would be a kind way of saying it, that are going to be coming up and that people are going to be dealing with in their family. And here's what this is about. 5%, and this is neuroscience-based, 5% of your awareness is your day-to-day awareness. It's like what you get up in the morning, you do what you do, you go to work, you think your thoughts, you're in your habits, and you get into an elevator and you realize, hey, I'm not even thinking about how beautiful this day is. That's 5% of your awareness. 95% You don't have to think about, you know, how to walk down a stair. You don't have to think about how to respond to somebody who has a different belief than you. 95% of you is out of your awareness. So what that means to people that are involved in the currency and are with families, I'm just going to ask you to reflect. How many of you right now feel that there's something blocking you? What's blocking you? Is it the way you chronically focus on lack? Is it the way you feel like, okay, when the RV happens, I'm going to be good? That's kind of a scary thing, because you're putting all your power on the RV. How many of you feel like you're putting all your energy and power just into the future or into something outside of yourself? 95% of the world has been conditioned. And think about this now. To give their power, and according to Daniel Amen, who is like head of the Amen Brain Clinic, 27% of people that go to a doctor get given a prescription drug. And it's like 60% of the population are on medications that aren't really very good for them. 60%. That comes from the habit of the conditioning all around you and everything that's around you that teaches you, I'm separate, my power is outside of me, and, you know, who am I to think that I can stay healthy by learning to live in God's light and learning about how to maintain my health? So here's the second question. If you're thinking, how many of you are thinking and feeling like in your body, when you think about the RV and you think about the change, like the getting the new house and meeting the premier banker and going through all these different things and setting up a project, I want you to be really honest. How many of you feel centered, confident, and at ease with that, versus how many of you feel like it's a pressure maybe? You have anxiety, and you're saying to yourself, I'm already stretched. I'm already kind of whatever. How am I going to manage all this new how am I going to, my family and the people and all the change that's going to be happening. Ask yourself, is that kind of up there? Is it above on a scale of 0 to 10? Does it reach into 5, 6, 7? Yeah, that's a lot. Here's why we created the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And here's what we've been hearing lately a lot. We created the Golden Wisdom Bundle because we have neuroplasticity in Christ meditation. So what that does is it's a meditation in Christ with special music that allows you to rewrite and strengthen the parts of your mind for ease, for coherence, getting you in your heart, And so that you say, oh, this is what my body feels like when I'm acting like the God-infused person that Bob talked about at the beginning of this call. You may not have been the most powerful person in the past. You may have been inconsistent. You may never have been a leader before. But your choice to practice, and literally practice, being at least an open, willing to learn, kind of excited about the new possibility, and boundaried person, you're going to get practices on how to keep your energy intact. You're going to get practices and strategic, practical steps. But we combine it with this part that's going to go to the 95% of you that has gotten you into trouble, that has created blocks, that has made you feel like, wow, you know, I don't know. Am I good? Can I do this? Do you think that's important to have? If you've got a humanitarian project and you may be feeling in your body, whoa, Sue, yeah, that's me. Do you think it might be important for you to learn how to not be in stress and how to be in a centered, balanced, wise, hence the Golden Wisdom Bundle name, state? We've had some new people in our groups, and they've been really saying a lot, wow, I went into a meeting and I changed the whole tone of the meeting, said Nick. Thank you if you're listening, Nick.
Just by her presence.
Another woman said, everybody on the planet needs this, Sue. Boy, Bob can imagine what pressure I felt there. But the point is, you can learn to rewire, to create, to practice on a much deeper level with your prayer, with the word, by getting it into your nervous system so you feel like it's just a quiet knowing that you can do this. It's not something you have to think about. It's something that deep inside you, you're wired to feel confident, to feel God's love, and to be able to manage. Remember, there are going to be a lot of people around you going through stuff. And a lot of spiritual people, and I'm raising my hand, and check this out, and I'm almost done, Bruce. If you're around people, think about the people you've been around today. Think about how they're talking. Are they talking about in faith words? In, I've got the strength, I've got the clarity, I've got the this? Or are they kind of, wow, my boss is this, or wow, this is changing? Are they reactive? Most people are reactive. This is training so that you're going to get it deep, how to be that strong person, and then find people that are walking in deep faith, deep alignment with the highest good, and deep mastery. So you know what to do. You're getting the insights from me being on the big call and around all the people that have access to insights on how to behave and what to do, and you're going to get all that practical stuff. It's not just meditation. But it's lined up so it's easy for your brain to digest. You're not going into a room with a premier banker having somebody just power information down your throat. You're going to learn how to integrate it, how to live it, how to be grounded in it. So it's not overloading to your system. So, if you're somebody that has been maybe blocked or maybe struggling or whatever it is, and you're listening to this, and I'm telling you, people are saying, Sue, everybody needs access to it. Unfortunately, because of what we've got going on after this goes, I've got to make sure that people, my mission is to make sure that we have the best founders and humanitarian leaders that will have the insight, the ability to work with probability, and the skills to get the best projects out, the most loving, the most compassionate, and the most heart-centered. That's what I'm committed to doing, and I've been doing it for 34 years, 34 and a half years. So if you're interested and you want to be one of those people and this is pulling on you, just send us an email to integratedminds, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, minds, at hushmail.com, and put Golden Bundle 300, put your name, your telephone number, and we're working with PayPal now. We had a little thing with Cash App. And we'll send you an invoice, and all you have to do is enter your credit card. You don't have to have a PayPal account. You don't have to do anything. Super easy. But here's your big piece right here. Ask yourself, do I want to bring a very clear, very aligned self to this world with all this money that I'm going to have? Do I want to show up as my best self? And do I want to feel good being that best self, enjoying it, designing it so it works for me, and be shown how to do it? Do I need that so I don't stress myself out and I work with what's called slow productivity? That's, you're being very clear and very deliberate. Do I need to get out of the hustle and the stress? Then the Golden Wisdom Bundle is for you. So I hope we hear from you. I don't know. We're going to have to listen to Bruce, aren't we, Bruce? Where we are, but it's not going to be available after this goes, unfortunately, because of the things that we've got going on. So that's my segment for tonight. Love to all who have been on this walk with us. Of course, the pod. Of course, just everyone that listens to this segment. And remember, 95% of you is out of your awareness. Try to do something about consciously creating what you want. That's me for tonight, Bruce.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. Really good. And I cannot resist that Nick, what did she say? You dedicated this to Nick. And it just reminded me of the Name Game song, which goes something like this.
Nick Bobic, Banana Banana,
Nick,
that one?
Nick Bobic, Banana Banana, Bobic, P5, Bobic, Nick. That's Nick.
Well, it's really to Nick and Sherry. It's really to Nick and Sherry.
It's Nick and Sherry? Okay.
And everybody in the pond
Nick and
that comes.
Sherry, Banana Banana, Bobic, P5,
I know,
Bobic,
it's good. That's
Sherry.
Good. But just remember, Bruce, it's the closing is removing the blocks to
the
their
blocks.
Best. Yep.
You can play with blocks, but it's best to remove the blocks. Yes.
Play with
blocks.
And that's
what we're doing with the Golden Bundle 300. That's right.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Nick, Bobic. Okay. You guys, I just couldn't resist that. All righty. Well, let's do this. Bob, we could play Bob, name game with Bob. Bob, Bob, Bo, Bob, Banana, Fana, Fo, Fob, B, Five, Bo, Bob, Bob. That's our Bob. Okay, that's enough of that, Bob. I was just playing. Thank you, Sue. That was a really good segment, and I love the fact that people can remove their blocks by using the Golden Bundle 300. Bob, I bet you have a few more testimonials up your sleeve, and I'll bet that you've got some good information to give us tonight.
Thank you very much, Bruce. I do actually, it's been, 4 days, I think, since we last had a call. And a lot can happen in 4 days.
Yeah.
And, we got a bunch of testimonials on Myotrol and Boomer Boost and Barley and other things. And this one that came in simply says, I love my Myotrol. I'm on my third month. This is one of the best supplements I'm taking. It gives me energy, it's improved my workouts, and I feel energized all over. Thank you, Boomer Team. And another one's almost the same thing. I have more energy. I've added this to my Boomer Boost and Barley, and it's increased my mood and my stamina. And I'm not surprised to hear that. A lot of people saying their mood is elevated because of this. And
great. Really good.
This is a testimonial that came in about our product called Alovea Immune.
Yes.
And it says, I appear to be getting a little stronger each day. My immune system has been severely compromised for over a decade, and this is the first time I've seen any kind of improvement, even after taking multiple supplements and vitamin injections for years.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is about the dynamic combo. And this is from a person who spends a lot of time in the outdoors. I mean, like, really in the outdoors, in the mountains and stuff. And mm-hmm. It says, this is the best of the best. Thanks for these amazing supplements. I've tried dozens of green mix formulas, and the Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley combo is my favorite. Thanks, Boomer's crew. And here, let me just see something. This one just came in less than a day ago about Myotrol. It says, I would like to thank you for bringing the Myotrol on board. It's a great product. I've been using it for a week now. Started using it as directed, taking two for about 2 days, and then things started to pick up. I was saying to myself, it can't give me that much more energy than the Boost and Gladiator Barley. But I want to let you know, I already feel like I'm 18 before I started using the Myotrol, and since I've added it, now I'm 18. But you have to realize, my birth years, I'm 70. Today, I cut my grass front and back, edged it, blowed off the sidewalk, and fluffed my flower bed. My wife looked at me with surprise and asked, what are you going to do now? It usually takes you 2 days. But I did it in a couple hours. And later that day, I did a 5-mile ride on my bike. Well, enough of the small talk. This is what I really wanted to say. Thank God for the products and the people who care about me and follow the instructions of the Lord and listen and get divine revelation on what to put out for the people to live and walk in divine health. Thanks again.
Wow.
You know, Bruce, if this gentleman or other people were able to speak to some of the inventors that came up with these products, like Boomer Boost and Barley and Myotrol, and ask them, how did it happen? How did you do it? It always has a divine element to it.
Right.
And, it was like the famous 10-year-old Romanian painter who is making these beautiful works of art that were selling for $1 million, you know, this 10-year-old. And they asked her, you know, how is it that at such a young age you can make such beautiful artwork? And she said, I can't. Said no 10-year-old could ever make artwork this beautiful. God is making this artwork, and I'm just holding the paintbrush.
Well, that's beautiful.
And,
golly, that's a great
in a way,
statement.
It's like if you were to ask the creator of our gladiator, Marley, that's what he would say. God created this product. He revealed the processes and the inventions to me for making it into what it is, and no mortal man could ever come up with something like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's those types of inspiring creators that really make the Boomers Forever Young company what it is, because without them, you could just have a bunch of people, you know, selling a bunch of these green drinks that the previous testimony was talking about, and you wouldn't really have anything special. But with God-inspired scientists to actually put out something that is so magnificent, that is what is actually the whole backbone of the company.
Yeah.
And it's just a really fortunate thing for all of us, you know, and me longer than anybody. I've been taking the combination of Barley and Boomer Boost, you know, longer than any other person. And I was taking it when it was still an experiment. And the same with Myotrol. I was taking it before it was ever even put into gel caps and made available for sale. And I just got fortunate to be able to be part of the beta tests. And then to have a business partner like Larry and the people that work at Boomers that are all really skilled in what they do, whether it's IT or fulfillment or customer support or logistics, is all, you know, together there as a business enterprise. But really, it's those amazing products that are what makes it worth it. And that's sort of this time of year, Bruce, we typically take these types of products and put them on sale so that everybody has a chance to get them at a really great price. And, you know, over the years, over the 13 years, we've raised the price of our products a little bit and you know, just a little here, a little there, and you would think after 13 years they'd be double the price or more than they were 13 years ago. But
yeah,
they're not,
right.
Only slightly more. And this year we didn't have to raise our prices at all for the whole last 12 months. And so now when people look at the opportunity to get Barley and Boomer Boost while it's on sale at 20% off, and then the chance to also save more by buying it in a combo, which is already discounted, that makes it like 25% off. And then if you put it onto the auto ship program, the subscribe and save program, you get another 10% off. And so right now, it's like this is the lowest price that you'll ever be able to buy these products for, you know, unless somehow the price that we have to pay to get it goes way down somehow, which is highly unlikely.
Yeah, it's just unlikely.
Those prices have only gone up. Yeah. And so right now, today, and for as long as we can keep this sale going, is the lowest price that people will ever pay to get this combo of Barley and Boomer Boost, or just to get, you know, one or the other, you can do also. And so if people want to give us a call, they certainly can. We'll be, you know, in the office tomorrow and all week long. And you can always go onto the website, find the dynamic combo under the product section, or a Barley or a Boomer Boost by themselves, find it on the website, put it in, click the button that says subscribe and save, and then add it to the cart, and you'll be amazed how low the price is when you look at the checkout section.
Yeah, and I guess the best way to get it.
If you need help, just call us. Yep.
Yeah, exactly, Bob. That's what's so great about your customer support is they're there to help and give you anything you really are looking for. They can help you with it. What I like is the 20% off on Boomer Boost and Barley, and then in the combo, maybe an additional 5%. And then if you put it on your subscribe and save, you get 10% off on that. So that's buying it really, really right. And it'd be nice if, you know, if people haven't put those two products on their auto ship subscribe and save, they should consider that. And then with the savings they make on that, they could always pick up Goodnight Formula, or they could pick up the Myotrol, you know, or and add their vitamin D3, get that in there. A lot of products, you know, are not that expensive. But we really, you know, you just can't beat. If you've got trouble sleeping and you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't get back to sleep, I just love the Goodnight Formula for that. I don't have any trouble going back, jumping right back into a REM state, a dream state. It works well for me every night. So, Bobby, you mentioned going to the website. The way they get there is to go to bigcalluniverse.com. When they get on my site, they'll be able to see the banner at the top that says Boomers, and that is what they click on as a direct link to get into your website. So they click on it, boom, next thing you know, they're in the Boomer site. They can go through, see the various product descriptions. They can see the sale price on the Boomer Boost and Barley, order it as a combo, get it at the best price that way. And, that's really what they need to do, and just go through. There's a lot of great information on the site, especially down through the footer of the page. They get down there, they can see, you know, past YouTube shows that you've done that are archived, and they've got, you just have podcasts, quite a bit of information, really, that people can go through and find out for themselves. The other thing is to call, and in case you have a question or you just need a little help navigating, you know, they're really good at working with you. If you call, the toll-free number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. So I highly recommend that everybody do that, track that, and get on the AutoShip. You don't have to put a ton of things on the subscribe and save. But if you are taking Boomer Boost and Barley, that's a month's supply, you know, in each canister. So, you know, why not order it so that it comes automatically? And if for any reason you need to change or add something or take something off of AutoShip, they'll give you 3 days ahead of time before they ship it when they email you in case there's any change that you need to make. And you can call them up and they'll take it and handle it for you. See, they're very, very service-oriented, and they're very good at supporting you. And Bob's done a wonderful job of training his staff, and they're doing a great job. And Bob can be very proud of his staff. So make sure that you get in touch and do that. And maybe might not be a bad time to consider gifting some of this product, like Boomer Boost and Barley and Myotrol, you know, to family members. It can be seen as a Merry Christmas gift, or as a, you know, seasonal gift because of Thanksgiving coming up. You've got time to get some of that in and be able to use it as a gift if you're so inclined. What do you get for the person that has everything? Well, Do they have their health? Are they completely, totally healthy? Or can you make America healthy again? Maha. Because that's what we're doing. That's what Bob is doing. That's what his staff is doing. And that's what we're trying to put out there on the big call. So thank you, Bob. Thank you. Do you have a time hack by any chance, Bob? Are you? Might not matter.
Yep, it is 10:10.
10:10. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. I love the testimonials. I just can't get enough of that. And I just love the fact that this 70-year-old guy is out mowing the lawn and doing the weed eating and blowing off the driveway and then fluffing up the garden and all of that that would normally be a two-day job. He did it in 2 hours. That's wonderful. And if I heard him right on the testimonial, because of Myotrol, he's feeling like he's 18 again, which is great news. And that's without the med bed, right? All right, let's get into where we are on Intel. This has been a very slow day, Intel-wise. But we did get a little bit at the very last minute, about, oh, I'd say 4 hours maybe, before the big call started. And I always like to get it and refresh it and fine-tune what I can get the day of the call, because it is just that, it's fresh. So here's where we are. We were anticipating, and I believe I brought this up on last Thursday's call, we were anticipating getting notified today and exchanging either today, if we got the numbers early enough, or tomorrow, which is Wednesday. Well, we didn't get notified today, but that part didn't happen for us. And it seems that what is happening now is when we talk to people, we get bankers, we get redemption centers, we get the leaders, sometimes we get other sources. Sometimes we hear from some of these guys that you've heard of. And today was one of these days where we got one piece of intel. One piece. But it might be all we need. And here's how it went. We did speak to someone who is at a redemption center. And this person said that they were told that they were waiting for the new U.S. Treasury to make an announcement. Now, we don't know if they're making an announcement to the leaders of the redemption centers, to all of us in the U.S. We're not quite sure, but this announcement is supposed to come out, and then the redemption center leaders and the people that are putting out the information to all the redemption centers across the country are to receive an email from Wells Fargo that would give them our start time and everything that we need to find out so that we get some idea of when we're going to be notified. Now, that's an announcement from the new U.S. Treasury and the email from Wells Fargo, both of those to happen within the next 3 days. Now, we have to use Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Those are our next 3 days. Now, it could happen anytime within those 3 days, or it might take all the way to Friday. But I felt like what's interesting is we don't always get everything that we're looking for, but we might get just what we need to hear. And even though we don't have everything, this information is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient for us. And I look at this as this is God telling us to just hang in there a little longer. We're almost done. Let's go ahead and get this announcement from the U.S. the new U.S. Treasury, and let's get the email to come out from Wells Fargo to us, and then we can see where we stand at that point, all within the next 3 days, between Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Now, beyond that, I just want to say there was some information out that I heard about today that was dealing with med beds. And it went on and on and on into a long plan or timeline that gave us med beds in the hospitals and so on and so forth into next year and into actually start of next summer. Well, let me give you a little update on what really is happening on med beds. This information was partially correct and partially not correct. What I'm going to tell you is what is and what is real. We talk to people that are in charge of putting the med beds in med bed centers and training the military to administer those all around North America. That means Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. But we also know that this is happening in other parts of the world as well. But I can tell you that right now in Canada and the United States, we have 38,400 med bed centers that are outfitted with two med beds in each one. Well, that's quite a few. Now, I believe we in the United States are probably around we have plenty. And they're going to be making more, and they're going to be putting them in. Now, where the hospital thing comes into play, take all the hospitals that we have now. The information that I'm hearing is that 80% of those hospitals will be closed or sold in the coming year, leaving us 20% of the hospitals still in business, but hospitals will no longer be considered like we see them now. They will be healing centers. And yes, they will get med beds. And they'll get them. And possibly what was written that I heard about today might be fairly accurate starting in January or March. But the med beds that we have out now, that are available right now, are waiting for us to go just as soon as we start our exchanges. Once we exchange and redeem our ZIM, we let the people know, yes, I am a candidate for the med bed. If you have a dire need, you know, blindness counts as dire need, for example, you let them know. And they will enter something and make sure that you are notified very quickly to be able to get into a med bed and get it all squared away. So, obviously, I'm looking forward to that, as many of you are as well. And each of you, ZIM holders do get a priority. They do get priority. They do want us to be around a long time to see our projects through to completion. So that's a very good thing. So we're going to be the first ones to get in. If you have dire need and a ZIM holder, you've got the Holy Grail to get in and get this done. So don't be misaligned by certain things that you're reading. As I said, some of that was correct, but some of it does not take into consideration that those of us who are paying attention to the big call, that are getting ready for your exchanges and your Zim to be redeemed, we're the first in line. We're ready to go. Dire need, and Zim holder is the first to go. So keep that in mind. We're coming into a really important time to get our exchanges started, to redeem Zim. And it's like Sue said in her segment about the Golden Wisdom Bundle. If you have any blockage that's keeping you from knowing exactly how you're going to respond when you come out of the Redemption Center and you move into, you know, into your projects and getting everything started, you've got family issues to deal with, friends that are either in this or not in this, spouse that may be with you or not with you about it. You know, there's quite a bit that you're going to be considering, not the least of which might be moving to a new location, possibly buying a new house or buying a new car, etc. I mean, there's a lot of change that's getting ready to happen. And it's like Sue said, so much of what we have, you know, in terms of our subconscious is being blocked. And we're to remove these blocks, the Golden Wisdom Bundle was designed just to do that, just that. And I highly recommend that everybody get this now. Go ahead and get it and start listening to it. Because these 20 classes in four different courses will give you a real edge moving forward in terms of knowing what it is you need to know, what it is you are able to assimilate and learn and enjoy. This isn't just like sitting in a high school biology class. This is serious, fun information that you're going to be getting that you can apply now, today, tomorrow. You can apply it. Highly recommend that you guys send Sue the email and you send it to integratedminds@hushmail.com, and in the subject line just put Golden Bundle 300. This is a reduced price that was $550. It's now $300, and this is everything that you need to get started with in terms of moving forward with, in my case, my advisory group. In your case, it could be leadership teams. And there's so much that's covered. It's a really great thing that Sue has put together for us. And it's only going to be available until the numbers come out. After that, no longer going to be available. And you're going to go, man, I wish I'd have gotten that. Well, don't wish. Go ahead and get it now. Send Sue the email, INTE, integrated, INTEGRATED, Minds is MINDS, @hushmail.com. Now, she's working with PayPal now, but like Sue said, you don't have to have a PayPal account. She can send you a PayPal invoice that you can put your put your credit card information in, and that will take care of it. In that way, it can be paid that way without you even having a PayPal account. So I highly recommend that you guys take advantage of this, because you're going to learn so much and enjoy the meditations, the camaraderie between everybody that's on the call, the fact that it's so interactive, and you'll just be like you're right there in the class itself, listening, and then you can go at your own pace. These come to you by email as a link. You click on the link, and you can go through and listen at your own pace. And Sue recommended that you listen to one class a week, Obviously, you could do more than that if you want, but listen to one class. Each class will be about an hour and a half long, and it's the kind of thing where the time goes by really fast. So as you listen, you're going to be listening, learning, maybe take a few notes, something that you might think, hey, that's a great idea. I like that. I'm going to do that. You know, make it work for you, however you want to use it. But get it while it's available at only $300. So send those emails out to Sue tonight so she can be ready to send you the email links tomorrow morning. All right? And that's really what I wanted to talk about tonight. Not a lot of intel, just, you know, a little bit, but enough for us to know that we're supposed to start within the next 3 days. We need an announcement from the new U.S. Treasury, and then we need emails to follow from Wells Fargo to the leaders of the redemption centers, and then they get their notification, and we get our notification, and then we go. So let's go ahead and pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you that we've had this opportunity to share tonight, to put out some good ideas from the Blessed Ideas group, the big call. And thank you for everybody that's been listening and helping everybody out in Big Call Universe. Sue and Bob and GCK and Jeannie and Pastor Scott, thank you for all these that contribute so routinely and every week on the Big Call. Give us a great night, we pray today, Lord God, and bring these announcements, the announcement and the emails soon to us so we can get started in leveling the playing field and helping to make America great again and to make America healthy again. We thank you for all that you've done for us, to provide for us, and what you'll continue to do with this immense blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.